Taking jobs away from perfectly legal Americans. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The polls are clear. Most Americans reject amnesty for illegal workers because we all know that giving amnesty to an undocumented Mexican would be taking a job away from a perfectly legal American. And so, last December, in the town of Brewster, a small farm town in Washington State, a fruit orchard called Geber's Farms was forced to fire most of their 500 Mexican workers because immigration agents had found that most of the workers were here illegally. By law, the farm advertised for perfectly legal American workers. And the pay's not bad. Cherry pickers in Washington State can earn, on average, $16.48 an hour. A really good picker can make $20. Plus, you get free transportation to the farm. You must be able to carry at least 40 pounds down a ladder. The weather can be pretty hot. But how many unemployed Americans would jump at the chance for a paid trip out of the city into the fresh air? Well, about zero, apparently, because we got a tip from a listener and have now confirmed that after firing the Mexican workers, Geber's Farms is now flying in 300 fruit pickers from Jamaica. The main difference between them and the Mexicans? The government will give the Jamaicans the proper documents. So, the farm will pay to fly in Jamaicans to replace the Mexicans who are already there because the government was not about to give documents to the Mexican workers. No, that would have been amnesty. And as we now know, giving amnesty to an illegal Mexican would be taking a perfectly good job away from a perfectly legal Jamaican. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.